Kathy is a trooper. She's still here worshiping and giving her whole self. How long have you got that thing on? Is it? No, okay, all right. We are in the middle of the season of Pentecost, where we remember how the Spirit was poured out on God's people, and they were blessed and empowered by the gift of the Spirit. We celebrated this pouring out of the Spirit last week, but the reality is that this gift of the Spirit so long ago, it wasn't just a one-time event. The Spirit of God is poured out for us here and now to fill us and empower us and guide us along the way. We, just the same today, have the opportunity, the privilege to live life in the Spirit. We have an amazing model of how to live life by the leading of the Spirit and the Apostle Paul, as we read in the book of Acts. So this week we're reading in Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. In our scripture reading today from the book of Acts, I'll read about Paul's missionary journey and his efforts to spread the good news all the way to the ends of the earth. The book of Acts is all about the early church and its growth. The church began to spread like wildfire, in part due to Paul's diligent missionary work. But the book of Acts is also really a book about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit filled and empowered the early church to be the church, alive and active. Every time the church grows and spreads, there is the Holy Spirit also. Without the Spirit, there is no church, at least not one alive and active. That's still the case for the church today. God still uses the Holy Spirit to empower us, to guide us, the people of the church, in our efforts to be the church in the world. To live life in the Spirit, means to let the Spirit fill us and to guide us in our everyday lives. That's not really a normal concept in our culture today, to be guided by something outside of ourselves. But that's the way the Spirit works. If we are attuned to the Spirit, listening for the Spirit's leading. As the Apostle Paul carried out his missionary journey, he did amazing things for the church. He started a number of churches, and much of his efforts paid off. Many of the churches he started were thriving, and now he has further plans to go on and to spread the good news. And so he plans to carry out those plans. As we see in our scripture today, the Spirit of God is deeply involved in leading Paul. Wherever Paul goes is directly tied to the Spirit's leading. Paul thought that he needed to go and to share the good news in Asia, but the Spirit prevented him. He tried to turn and head toward Bithynia, but again, the Spirit prevented him. Sometimes the Spirit guides us by shutting the door, by frustrating our carefully laid plans for our lives. Though the door was shut on Paul's plans, another door was soon opened. During the night, Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia, a Greek, was calling to him, pleading with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. The Spirit is guiding Paul and Paul listens. The scripture says that immediately they get up and listen to the Spirit. Because of a vision in the night, they get up right away and immediately they went, it says. Their trust in the Spirit's leading is admirable. I'm not sure we're always that trusting. I'm not sure we're always looking for the Spirit's leading in our lives at all. This past week, Pastor David preached about how the Spirit is poured out on God's people. During that same time, some of us were up at the church camp in Newton at our spiritual retreat, and we talked about the same thing, how the Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind. During our time together, I read this little quote about this idea that said that the wind of God is always blowing. And then it says, but you must hoist your sails. You must hoist your sail. What do you suppose that means, to you must hoist your sail? Perhaps it means that God is still speaking, that God is still guiding us in our lives, but to hoist our sails and catch the wind of God, perhaps we have to pay attention, to tune in and expectantly listen for God's leading in our lives. Through prayer and reflection, through reading of the scriptures, through the people around us, we might be able to better tune in to what God may be saying and follow where God is leading. It is a radical thing, intentionally listening to the Spirit for guidance in this life. It's not normal. We make plans, we make our little our checklists, our schedule, and we try to follow it. That's normal. Listening to the Spirit, on the other hand, that's a little out of the ordinary. One of my old mentors was a pastor, and he worked at starting new churches. At one point in his career, he really felt led by God to start a church in this particular area of the state. It was a growing area, and he had built relationships with people, and the people were on fire to be the church. To do that, in order for him to do that, the council that was in charge of giving support for new churches, they really thought that he needed to start this church in another area, another growing suburban area. And to really follow the leading of the Spirit in his life, he had to walk away from financial support. It looks doesn't look normal to follow the leading of the Spirit sometimes. They had to walk away from all that, and he did follow the leading of the Spirit. It's a radical thing to listen to the Spirit in your life. I heard a sermon that was given to a group of high school students, and the sermon was called something like, How to Follow God and Terrify Your Parents. The leading of God sometimes may carry us into all kinds of unexpected and challenging places. It did for the Apostle Paul. On his missionary adventure, he was led into a number of difficult situations. He traveled all over the place. He was shipwrecked, and he was imprisoned, all while following the leading of the Spirit. Though Paul found himself in some challenging places throughout his life, I think there's something to be said about how Paul carried out his life in the Spirit. Paul was always going. No matter what he faced, Paul was going and always traveling this way or that, tuning in to the Spirit for directions along the way. And by the end, he had a huge impact on the growth of the early church. I've heard it said that it's easier to steer a moving ship. It's easier to steer a moving ship. If we are this kind of ship that's just kind of sitting still, anchored to the ground, content to be where we are, we may just stay like that. But if we are a moving ship, propelled by the wind of God behind us, it's easier to steer. If we are active, moving, always paying attention for that opportunity to listen and do some good in this world, and God will steer us, guide us on our Spirit-led journey as well. Paul was led by a vision in the night of a man pleading for help. Throughout the book of Acts, the Spirit leads the church in a variety of ways, all beginning with that first gift of the Spirit so long ago. And throughout the the whole book of Acts, the church is alive and active and responding always to the needs of the people. Like this man from Macedonia who calls to Paul in the night, come over and help us. It seems that this is one of the big ways that the Spirit leads the early church. The church responds to the needs of people and things start to happen. At one point, the church in Acts is selling all of their possessions for anyone who has need, it says. Later, there's a lame beggar in need of help. And later still, the sick are being brought into the streets for healing. And the church responds again and again. And the church grows and grows. When someone is hurting and broken, the door is open. The door is open for the movement of the gospel. When the church is alive and active, responding to the needs of others, that the church is living, guided by the Spirit of God. And it's amazing, it's an amazing gift of God that the Spirit is poured out for us to steer us, to guide us along the way. A little more than 2 years ago now, I was looking for a job. We really liked the church that we were at in Texas. It was a great church, and we were just really starting to get decent at our job, building trust, building relationships with the youth. We were youth ministers, and we weren't quite ready to leave. But that door was quickly and clearly closed. It wasn't an option. Perhaps the Spirit prevented us from staying where we were, even though we were content to do so. I had a couple interviews in Kansas after that one, and one of them was for a church in Parsons, Kansas. Oddly enough, my parents were just moving to Pittsburgh, Kansas, which was just about 20 minutes from Parsons. It was a little appealing to be 20 minutes from family, but still, something didn't seem quite right. That is not where the Spirit was leading me. Pretty soon I got this call from a church I'd heard about. This church that was so radically in tune with the Spirit's leading that they were crazy enough to go and buy a Walmart, an old Walmart. Can you believe that? This church that was somehow looking for exactly the same things that I was being called to do. Can you guess how many churches out there are looking for a pastor who also wants to lead worship music? Maybe one. God is good. When the Spirit leads, it is the work of God in our lives. It's a gift from God. It may seem odd, it may seem radical to follow the guidance of the Spirit in this day and age. It may be out of the ordinary. But the Spirit of God is a blessing, a gift from God. The leading of the Spirit is the leading of God. The work of the Spirit is the work of God. It's a gift to know that God is with us and leading us in this life, where too often our busyness and the noise in this world drown out the voice of God. Yet if we tune in, if we hoist our sails, if we, the alive and active church, listen closely for the voice of God, the Spirit is leading us and guiding us in this world still today. Thanks be to God. Amen. Those who are serving